In high school, you were probably very active working in your father's business.
I wouldn't think of it as being active or working in the business. It would be something I would either have to do, like clean up. I overhauled an automobile in my dad's shop, a Ford Model A touring car. Took the engine out and laid it on the floor and took it all apart and put it all back together and made it run. But to do any work for customers, Dad had hired people to do that sort of thing.
So you graduate from high school, and then where do you go?
My folks wanted to do the best they could for me, so they sent me to a military academy. I had envisions clear through high school, and I want to be a military person. I'd like to be in the Corps of Engineers. At that point in history, the Corps of Engineers were the ones who were building bridges, and there were new things coming on in aviation. Real engineering activity in that period of the 30s, as far as I was concerned, in military. I'm a fan of Pop Mechanics magazine, which was the magazine of the time, and I would see those things. So I envisioned I could have a career in the Corps of Engineers. I like Boy Scouts. I like that kind of discipline. So they enrolled me in a military school, and they really had to dig in their pocket to do that.
Where was that school?
Wentworth Military Academy in Lexington, Missouri. Went my freshman year of college. The sales pitch they give to get enrollees there was you go 2 years here, and you can come out and be enlisted as a second lieutenant in the Army. I thought, well, that's a career path. So I went 1 year and did okay. I went and enrolled a second year and discussing with my counselor as to what my plans were. And he said, son, you'll never make it. You flunked a physical when you got here. I said, what? I'd gone a whole year without having passed the physical. So I said, to heck with this. It was expensive. My folks had gone in a whole semi there. I came back and went to OSU then.
So did they kind of lead you astray on this?
I don't know. I won't point any fingers at all. It was a good experience. I have no fault about it at all, except it was a career change, a major career change, as far as I was concerned. I look back with good memories.
So then you decided to go to
OSU because it's right next door here. I can't recall whether I'd picked it out as a second alternative. It just seemed like a good choice at the time because it was convenient. I could bring my laundry home on a weekend. I didn't, but in my mind, I thought, that's great. Or come on and get some food replenishment for the week. I did live in a dorm, though, so I had food and shelter.
It was Oklahoma A&M at the time.
Oklahoma A&M. Mm-hmm.
That would have been 39 in there. Did you know then that you wanted to be an engineer?
Sure, I enrolled in engineering. Sure, that was, to me, a no-brainer. Engineering was it. I'd already made a career choice. When I went to military school, I wanted to be in Corps of Engineers.
We come up to 1941 and December 7th. Do you remember the day of the announcement of the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Yes, I was in the dorm. Our group was in the dorm, and we all ran to the radio to follow news report. If I recall right, it seemed to me like it was a Sunday afternoon or something.
You would have been 20 years old at that time. Do you remember then the days following that? Did students drop out of school to join the military?
I think more people were worried about it than I was because I knew I was 4F. I'd been rejected, and so I wasn't about to run and enlist. I was living in Cordell Hall then, which is the hall that backs up to the stadium, west of the stadium. Had a choice room where, at that point in time, we could look out of my room and watch football games. So I didn't have to buy a ticket. We could see the football game from my room.
During those years, there was rationing. Did you experience any of that?
Oh, sure. I was in school at the time, certainly. At that point in time, none of us had a car, so it didn't make that much difference as far as fuel or that sort of thing. But begin to come on with regard to shoes you wear and get a card for a pair of shoes. I don't recall that hurting me particularly. But I remember certainly the activity of shortage of things, certainly gasoline. There was a point in time during the war, Dad had an old car that I'm cabbaged onto, but I couldn't get any gas to drive it. But I did get it to Stillwater and left it parked because I didn't have a gas ticket. If I get enough gas to come home, while Dad had the shop and he had gas for some of his trucks, I'd at least get half a tank from him once in a while.
You were very much in the midst of your schooling, and you were at Oklahoma A&M. It was a life that was kind of, I don't know if it was cocoon or not, but
OSU campus became militarized in those couple of years. We had large groups of military on campus, including the Navy, Waves. As a college boy, I particularly recognized that.
And why were they there?
A lot of young women going to school. They had military training. classes for most of the branches of the military on campus that time. I remember the Ways particularly because by that time I had joined a fraternity because of a good place to eat. The cafeteria had gotten to be pretty bad, I thought at the time, and a friend who was a fraternity brother, he said, why don't you come over? We got good eats over at our house over there, and it isn't going to cost you much more than living in a dorm. So I did. I was in there maybe a semester and a half or so, and the military took over our fraternity house and put Waves in there, girls, in our fraternity house. So I moved out to an apartment.
The famous Henry Iba, was he there yet, basketball coach
there,
Henry
Iba? I wasn't a big athletic fan at that time, but yeah, that was going on. But those were low-key on campus. The athletics took back seat, all of them did at that point in time, other than exercise as far as military was concerned. You didn't see a whole lot of athletics on campus, in my recollection. It may have been there, but it didn't, certainly didn't stick with me.